Translation. Lord Sri Krishna is situated in everyone's heart, yet he manifests his transcendental form by his internal potency. This very Lord was sitting before Bhismadev, and since Bhismadev knew of his glories, he worshipped him duly. Purport. The Lord's omnipotency is displayed by his simultaneous presence in every place. He is present always in his eternal abode, Golok Vrindavan. And still he is present in everyone's heart. And even within every invisible atom, when he manifests his eternal transcendental form in the material world, he does so by his internal potency. The external potency or the internal energy, the external potency or the material energy has nothing to do with his eternal form. All these truth were known to Sri Bhismadev, who worshipped him accordingly. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjanasalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Saraswati Devem Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Pasyatya Desatarine. So, this is one of the favorable and wonderful chapter in Srimad Bhagavatam. In the later stage, Bhismadev is going to pray, or it is called Stuti, Bhisma Stuti. It's very one of the famous Stuti, like Kunti Devi's prayer. So Bhismadev's prayer is very famous. But the subject matter is Bhismadev is lying on the bed of the arrows on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. And he, of course, was lying there for 58 days until Krishna has come with the five brothers and the followers. So it is 58 days Bhismadev was alone, just chanting the holy name, thinking of the Lord throughout the day, aharnisi, day and night, non-stop, in the adverse effect situations. Like when he was grounded, that was 10th day of the battle. So still 8 more days to go. And you can see next to him there was war going on. And he was lying there. And yet he was thinking of Krishna. Only Krishna, nothing else. So that's a great devotee. In the beginning of the battlefield Kurukshetra, Arjuna was overwhelmed by seeing the family members and everyone who was present there for fighting. Arjuna was saying to Krishna, Drishte mam svajanam krishnam yujishtam samupasthitam siddhanti mama gatrani mukham cha parishushyati bepathuscha sarireme roma harshascha jayate gandivam sansrati hasta tvak chaiva paridayate. Drishte mam svajanam krishnam. Oh Krishna, I can see my relatives, my family members who is here for ready to fight against me. There was brothers like Karna, like 100 other brothers, like the Kauravas. Then there is uncle, like Salya. There is so many other great personalities. They were there to fight against Arjuna. And by seeing them, Arjuna is saying, Drishtemam Swajanam Krishna. Oh Krishna, by seeing them, Siddhanti Mama Gatrani, my body is trembling. Siddhanti Mama Gatrani, Mukham Cha Parishyati, Mukham Cha Parishyati. My mouth is drying. Mukham Cha Parishyati, Bepatuscha Sarireme, Roma Harshascha Jayate. And the trembling body, and the hair is standing on the top. Roma Harshascha Jayate. And what else happening? Gandivam Sansrate Hastatvak Chaiva Paridayate. The Gandiva, the great bow, is falling from my hand, slipping from my hand. And Twak Chaiva Paridayate. Twak means the skin, and my skin is burning. This is the situation of Arjuna. Arjuna is struggling to understand why I'm going to do this. No kankhya vijayam Krishna. I don't want to even win this battle. Why I'm here? I could have go for begging even, and that could have been more, better than, killing my own people. This is really not nice. And what will be happen by killing them? Varna Sankara Jayate. By killing them, all the, the dynasty will be polluted. And what will be happened? Sankara naraka eva kulagnanam klasyacha patanti pitaro hesa lupto pindo dakakriya. And the new generation, those are polluted by different people. They can't offer a pinda, means they can't offer the forefathers the rituals. So that's the situation. So that's why I don't want to do this. And then finally he says, Ahobat mahat papam kartum vyavasitabhayam yadrajya sukhalopena hantu swajanamudyata. Alas, how I was thinking to do this. I was ready to fight against my own son, brothers. There is younger sons, like younger kids, those are like Duryodhan, Bhimasen, their sons were all like the son to Arjuna. So they are all like sons, then uncle, father, and then Arjuna is saying that Katang Bhishma Maham Sankhe Dronan Cha Madhusudan Ishubi Prati Yoshyami Puja Harbari Sudan. Oh Madhusudan, see this, look at my situation. Here I have to fight with Bhishma Dev. Dronacharya Katang Bhishmang Maham Sankhe Dronan Cha Madhusudan Ishubi Pratiyoshyami Puja. When I see them from the distance, I pray, I pay my obeisances. I have so much great respect. How could I fight with them? This is just impossible. And rather that, I could have, go and beg. And then finally he's saying that, Aho vat mahat papam. What a great sin I was about to commit. Aho vat mahat papam. Mahat means the greatest one, great papam. Kartum vyavasitavam. I was about to act. And for what? Yad rajya sukhalobena antu swajan mudyata. Just for the kingdom, just for the throne, I was about to kill everyone. And who are they? Swajana, all my own relatives. After hearing that, then Krishna, of course, we know the whole Bhagavad Gita was spoken. The whole Bhagavad Gita was spoken. And at the end, Arjuna said, Nasta moho smriti laddha tvat prasadan mayochita stitasmi gata sandeya karishya bachanam tava. O Achyuta, O infallible, Nasta moho stiti labdha, smriti labdha. My illusion has dispelled now after hearing from you. It's all gone. Now I'm pure, totally pure. And smriti labdha, knowledge is gained. It's evident now, it's very clear here, that a person cannot gain the spiritual knowledge while he is having the illusion. The illusion has to be first clear. It's the example from Arjuna. He's saying, nasta moho, first the illusion has dispelled, then smriti labdhva, then the knowledge was achieved. And then there was no duality. Once the knowledge was achieved, there was no duality. That's why Arjuna said that karishye bachanam tava. Now whatever you are going to say, my Lord, I'm going to do it. That means accepting the supremacy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, accepting that he is the master and Arjuna is the servant, and accepting whatever he is saying, that this is the only thing he has to do. There is nothing else in his life he can add apart from that. So that's the beginning of the battlefield. And after the battlefield, what happened? Maharaj Yudhishthira was in so much grey illusion. He was crying day and night, not falling asleep, just thinking about what he has done. The same thing what Arjuna was worried about. By the mercy of Krishna, Arjuna's illusion has disappeared. But here again, Maharaj Yudhishthira is, after the battlefield, all the rituals has finished, Yudhishthira become the king, and yet he was lamenting day and night and thinking that, you know, what I have done. They were my brothers. Karna is the older brother of Yudhishthira, although he was fighting against them. Duryodhan was all the brothers from the other side, son of Dhritarashtra. And Dhritarashtra and Pandu was two brothers. Pandu's sons were Pandavas and Dhritarashtra's sons were Kauravas. And they are brothers. And not only brothers, there are so many relatives, they were there. And Maharaj Yudhishthira was getting so much disturbed, lamenting, weeping day and night. And he is saying that, you know, I wouldn't have come from the forest. I have gone for 13 years as per the promise, as per the vow, and I wouldn't have come back. If, you know, I would have become a sannyasi, then I wouldn't have seen today, you know, my own people have died. I'm speaking from Mahabharata a little bit. So they have died because of me. I was see my illusion, see my, you know, situation, my dear Krishna. Just to get the throne, I have killed all of them. You know, there was no such sin that can be greater than what I have done. So there was great devotees like Dhamya, the family priest of the Pandavas. Vyasadeva was present there. And Lord Krishna was also there. So they were pacifying the king. But Krishna was pacifying outside, and within his heart, within Maharaj Yudhishthira's heart, he wants Maharaj Yudhishthira to not accept his logics. He was, Krishna was saying that, you know, all the wonderful things. Look, the war was very much necessary because they were the bad elements. They should have died, and they died. It was really good. There is nothing wrong. And then he said that just for the kingdom, I would have killed everyone. How it is, you know, important for me? How important is that for the kingdom? Just I have to kill everyone. And then it comes to Krishna says that, look, the point is that they were promise you after the 13 years you come back, they should supposed to give you the kingdom. It was not theirs, it was yours. They have occupied unnecessarily, forcefully. That's why it is the full right was yours. And that's why as a Kshatriya, your duty is to fight. And you win. Then he said that, yes, but how, you know, it is possible that I can, you know, just for, again, you are saying that the kingdom, anyways, Duryodhan was there, Maharaj Dhritarashtra was there, they were somewhere running the kingdom, okay. But I was so greed with the kingdom, I have to kill them. How it is possible? Then Vyasadeva said, oh dear Maharaj, see, if a king has committed sinful activities in a battlefield, they can do Ashwamedha yajnas. And by doing the yajna, all the sinful reactions can be, they can free from the all sinful reactions. He said, yes, that is true, but I was not a king. Only a king, he goes to the fight in a battle, and that has to be Dharma Yudha. Of course, it was Dharma Yudha. It was followed all the religion by the Pandavas. Although Kauravas, they have broken all the religious principle by fighting with the Pandavas and doing all sort of against the law, against the religious principle. But Pandavas, they were following all the religious principle. But still, he said that it has to be a king. But I was not a king. Duryodhan was a king. But I was only a, you know, outsider. I came and I attacked and got the throne. So it was a lot of discussion happened. Then what happened? Krishna has, there is so many days it has gone by. The citizens were very much disturbed because the king is in, you know, weeping and suffering. So one day it was very late. Krishna has, late night, Krishna said that, okay, you try to take rest. Maharaj Yudhishthira was not sleeping. So he left. Then Maharaj Yudhishthira was thinking a lot again and again. Then he thought that, okay, I will go see Krishna, what he is doing. Maybe by seeing him, whenever he was coming to Krishna close by, then he was a bit peaceful, but still he was thinking. The grief was always there. The bereavement was always there. So he came, but for Maharaj Yudhishthira, Krishna's door is always open. So he entered into the room. Krishna was sitting in a meditative position. Sitting in Padmasana in Sambhavi Mudra and meditating on something. Maharaj Yudhishthira was very much surprised. What is happening? To whom Krishna is meditating? I know the yogis, the great saints, they all meditating upon Krishna's lotus feet. I know Lord Shiva and Brahma, they meditate on Krishna. And who else is greater than him that he is meditating? This is really, he was really surprised. And for a moment, Maharaj Yudhishthira got peace by just seeing the meditative pose of Krishna. And he was gazing by standing. After some moments, Krishna opened his eyes and then he asked, how you come? What happened? You didn't go to sleep, all these things. Then he said, my dear Lord, I couldn't sleep anyways, so I came, I wanted to see you, what you are doing. You know, whenever I talk to you, I get some peace. But I was very much surprised what you are doing here. I know that, you know, all the great saints, including Narada, all they meditate on you. including Brahma and Shiva, all the demigods, they meditate upon your lotus feet. Now what happened to you? You are meditating. I have no idea to whom you are meditating. So Krishna, as soon as he heard tear flowing from his eyes, and the body was a bit trembling, as well as the hair was standing on his body, the throat was choking, that's what happened to Krishna. And then, after controlling all the symptoms, Krishna spoke in a following way, that, my dear King Yudhishthir, my dear devotee, the greatest in the human being, he is lying on the battlefield. He hasn't even one moment that not thought about me. There is not a moment that he forgotten about me. He was thinking all the time only about me. And I just can't, wait anymore to see him. So that was the background of Bhishmadev, is lying on the battlefield, and all the five brothers along with their followers, Lord Vyasadev, Krishna, and Dhamya, the great saintly person, all came to see Krishna. Bhishmadev. Here is a sloka from the Bhagavatam, the fourth sloka of this chapter. Drishtva nipatitam bhumo divaschutam ivamaram pranamu pandava bhishmam sanuka sahachakrina. So what happened? The Pandavas, along with the followers and Krishna, they all came. So Suta Goswami is explaining that Drishtva nipatito bhumo, on the earth where Bhishmadev was grounded, lying on the bed of the arrows, Bhishmadev was looking, his beauty was explained in this sloka. So he was looking like a demigod fallen from the sky. Drishtva nipatito bhumo divaschyuta imamaram. So diva means the sky. A demigod fallen from the sky, he was looking that beautiful. Can you believe 58 days a person pierced in the arrows? There was not even a place left the arrow. You can't find out any empty place, empty spot. He was lying on the bed of the arrows, and there was no blood. Blood was already gone long time ago. I'm coming back a little bit to the Mahabharata. All because of his association with the Kauravas, whatever the sin, little bit sin touched him, although that sin was not touching to Bhishmadev, but whatever, he was there. By the arrows of Arjuna, through the blood, all the sinful reactions are gone. So there was no sinful activities touching to Bhishma even after that. So Bhishmadev was lying on the bed of the arrows, and he was looking so beautiful, like a demigod. Why he was looking like a demigod? Because he was chanting the holy name of the Lord. And then he receives the great personalities. Like the Devarsis, Maharsis, and Rajarsis. All the names I think we all heard in the past classes. So he receives them. And then, after that, he is receiving Krishna. It's a text 9 we have heard yesterday from Atmanivedan Swami.
Tan sametan mahabhagan upalabhya vasuttama pujayamas dharmagyo desakala vibhagasah vibhagati vibhagavit.
So after that he received Krishna. And he received all the saintly persons. How he receives? Desa kala vibhagavit. His dharmagya. Suta Goswami says, because he is the knower of the religious principle, so he received, he welcomed all the great saints in according to the desa and kala. Place and time is very important. Here, Bhishma Dev was lying on the bed of the arrows. He couldn't have stand up. He couldn't have offered them a seat. He couldn't have, you know, he couldn't have asked them to sit. But he, just by saying Namaste, Namaskaram, that's a great respect for the saint. They understand that. So there was no welcoming was required. So by knowing he was the knower of the religious principle, so that's why he worshipped, received everyone. And then after it, we are coming back to this sloka. Bhismadev, Krishnam cha tat prabhavagya asinam jagadishwaram hridistam pujayamasa mayoya patavigraha. Hridista pujayamasa. Bhismadev worshipped Lord Krishna, tat prabhavagyo, he is the knower of the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So that's why he worshipped the Supreme Personality of Godhead within his heart. Here, Krishna was just sitting next to him, and then yet he is worshipping within his heart. So there is so many commentators, they have given their commentary on this, specially the Hridistam Pujayamasa. So there is two Krishnas to whom he will Jaya Shri Shri Radha Gokulananda Sitaram Lachman Hanuman Shri Shri Gaur Nitai Ki Jaya. So there was two Krishnas, one who Bhishma Dev was always worshipping within his heart. And another one who was just standing in front of him. Yet they are not different from each other. And there, Krishna is standing and Bhishma Dev is worshipping him within his heart. And so the commentaries from different acharyas are so beautifully explained that why he did worship within his heart, why not worship? First thing is that Bhishma Dev was not able to get up and worship physically. It was impossible for him. Then the second point is that he was the Hridistam, the Krishna who was within the heart was the always the worshipable deity of Bhishma Dev. So that's why he worshipped. And some acharyas, they say also, the Hridistam Pujayamasa means the Krishna who was within the heart was the main one that, you know, who would never leave Bhishma Dev until he leave the body. But the outside Krishna, he came with his own will and he will go by his own will. Nobody can stop him. But the inside Krishna, it was not easy for him to leave. He will be always be within the heart. So because of that, he worshipped Krishna within the heart. It is there is so many wonderful acharyas. They have given so many commentaries on this, especially. Srila Bilwa Mangal Thakur, maybe we all know a great devotee of the Lord. he says that hastama khipya yotosi bala krishna kimadbhutam hridayadyadi nidyasi pursam ganayamite. In the third chapter, text 96, Srila Billomangal Thakur says that he's in a gopi bhav. The gopi is saying that you are holding my hand and within a moment you just left. You pull your hand and left. And that's it. I can't see you. But if you think you are, from the childhood you have taken so much butter, misery, so many all wonderful things, and you become so strong, and that's why you did this, taking your hand away from me and walked away. But listen my word. If you get out from my heart, then only I can call you Purusha. I will count you as a Purusha. Otherwise, I don't count you. So it's so beauty of Billomangal Thakur. So he's saying that I will count you as a Purusha. Purusha means a man. You are a man. Yeah, Purusha. So if you get out from my heart, then only I can count you. You are a man or Purusha. Purusha ganayamite. I will count you. Ganayamite means I will count you. You are a man that you can do such kind of powerful things. You have done so many powerful things, so many wonderful things. Adbhuta karmana. The activities of Krishna is adbhuta, very surprising. It's not possible by, the human being to really understand by the material senses that the adbhuta karmana, what surprising things, the great things has done by Krishna. Lifting the Govardhan hill, protecting from Indra, manifesting himself, so many thousands of Krishna and cowherd so many thousands of cowherd boys, so many thousands of calves. These are the adbhuta karmana, the very, very surprising things Krishna has done. But here, Billomangal Thakur says that if you get out from my heart, then only I can count you that you are powerful, Balaban. So, then again he is saying that Pite Pita Nisarna Balaka Gale Tistan Sagopalako Yantranta Stitadugdha Bhandama Krishya Chado Gantaravam Bhaktrot Panta Kritanjalihi Kritasiraha Kampang Bipan Ayopayaha Payo Dada Gada Pika Gopika Nayanor Gandusha Putkara Krit. What happened? Once one gopi, she wanted to catch Krishna. Every day he was coming to everyone's house and with his friends, and he was stealing the butter and breaking the pots, eating them, and after eating, anything left over he would give to the monkeys. And even if the monkeys were all, got that, and they were full, leftover, what he would do, he would just, spill all over, and it will be a big mess. So this gopi was thinking that I will catch him. But, in the same time, she wanted to just, see more closely Krishna. So that's why, she was planning. She has brought nice milk and cooked that, in Brajabhasa it is called adhota. The milk is cooked and becomes half. That's called adhota. She put wonderful misri and saffron, cardamom powder. So it was so tasty. So Krishna can come and have it. But yet she has made a plan. What is the plan? Is jantrantah. So she put a big bell on the top. So there was a hanging place, and the pot was hung, and on the top there was a big bell. So Krishna will come when he is stealing the butter, I'm sorry, the milk, and the hanging things will, you know, move, and the bell will ring, ghanta rabam. So the bell will ring, and the gopi will hear, and then, you know, she can come and, you know, catch him. Because each time he was stealing so cleverly that nobody can catch him. So she had a wonderful plan. So that was happened, and the cowherd boys along with Krishna, they came to their house. And believe me, the gopis, those who expecting Krishna to come that day to their house, Krishna will come to their house. They will not go to others' house. So there were so many hundreds of house they will visit a day and break the pots. And that day they have come to this house, and the gopi was on the field, she was doing something, and Krishna saw, and pite pita nishanna valake gale. So pita means there is, you know, the wooden things maybe you have seen in India. If I go to India, my house, I get that place, the base, wooden base for sitting, for eating prasadam. Generally, it is a, like, you know, this kind of height, and pite, that's called pita, you know, pita, it's in Sanskrit, it is called pita. So this kind of, the wooden base, you have to sit on the top. And so what happened, Krishna has gathered some of the pita, put one after another, then told one boy, okay, you climb up. So he climbed up. Couldn't reach. Krishna then climbed on his back, and still Krishna couldn't touch the hanging milk. So he took a stick to pierce the milk pot. He was about to do that, then other boys, they saw the bell. He said, "Hey, Kanaya, get down right now, get down. Do you know it's a trap here? So he don't even try here. Let's go." He said, "Why?" He said, "That see the bell, that will ring." He said, "Don't worry, I will tell the bell right now. Oh, bell, do you know who I am?" "Yes, you are my master. You are my worshipable deity. You are the personality of Godhead. You are the master of the universe. And who are you?" "I'm your servant. I'm your eternal servant." "Okay. So what is your duty then?" "I have to follow your order. So my order is not to ring. So do you remember that?" He said that, "Yes. If you are saying, how can I ring? I will stop." So Krishna took the stick and pierced the pot. And there was so much water, the milk was flowing as a spring. It was coming out, and Krishna, and same time the hanging things are moving. So at some time it was falling on Krishna's head, sometime bakrapanta kritanjali, anjali. So the little anjali, the small anjali, kritanjali. So he was drinking the milk. And sometime it was falling towards the cowherd boys, and they were also drinking. And Krishna was getting abhishek. So much milk was falling on his head also. And Ghanti, the bell, has forgotten the vow what he has made. He thought that every time there is an abhishek, the bell always rings. Every time there is a worship of my Supreme, my Lord, there is the bell always rings. And today is a day the original personality of Godhead in front of me, how can I not ring the bell? He totally forgot. Just to remind you, the ghanti, the bell, or whatever the things were used for Krishna, they are transcendental. So remember one thing, that you know they are not jada or a material. They are totally transcendental. All the part of pastimes of the Lord is transcendental. A material things cannot be used for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So by seeing this beautiful scene, the Ghanti cannot stop anymore. Ghanti thought that, the bell thought that, if I am not ringing today, my life is useless. And he started ringing. That was a big ghanti, and it was ringing, dun, 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 dun. And the gopi immediately took a stick and running towards Krishna. The cowherd boy said that, see, we told you. We told you that, you know, she will catch you. And now she's coming with a stick. What can you do? He said, Krishna said, don't worry. You do whatever I am doing. Then you can be survived. So, what Krishna did, the milk was falling, so he took a big anjali, what is that? I don't know. Handful, and he put in the mouth, big mouth. And he, mouth was big like. And the gopi was running towards Krishna. And here Billo Mangal Thakur says that Gandu Saputkar Krit. So what he did, spit on the gopi's face. So when that happened, the gopi, she was thinking to clean her face and clean her eyes. By that time Krishna has run away. So that was the end. Then what happened? The cowherd boys also, they followed same thing. They had the milk in their mouth. Whomever gopi they saw on the way, they were doing it. So that is called, this is Billo Mangal Thakur's Futkar Leela. It's called Futkar Leela. So one of the pastime, it's not in the Bhagavatam. I thought that, I was reading the other day, I thought that maybe I can say that. So the gopi, although Krishna ran away far, the gopi, after wiping the face, said that, O Shyam Sundar, you thought that you have run away, but I have tied up you within my heart. You can't get out from my heart. So that's the way the Leela ends. So it was nice, you know, I thought that maybe I can speak. Now it is about 8:30. There is so much to speak about Bhishmadev, but I thought that, you know, speak about the Ridhishta Pujaya Masa. So Bhishmadev worship the Lord within the heart. The heart is very important. The Lord resides within the heart. So we can stop here if there is any questions.